I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019. We get a recap from Kennedy and Annie's trip to Turks and Caicos. Everybody on the show shares what they did for the long weekend. Annie was a big spender in an airport, and I had a chance to sit down with Shawn Mendes at the Mixed Beach House. Shawn Mendes in the beach house on Friday down on Cape Cod.
So pumped we missed it.
All of our winners, all of the fans, all of the boat people.
All the boat people.
I bet there was a ton for Shawn Mendes.
Let me tell you, a group of, I think, about eight girls actually stormed the beach like it was Normandy.
You're kidding me.
I'm not even kidding
you. They can't get us all!
Did the security have to knock them back into
the
water?
They allowed them to come onto the backyard of the beach house from the water.
That is a slippery slope.
I am not even kidding. It was pretty crazy.
Shawn Mendes fans are aggressive.
They was,
it was feisty ladies.
No, right? That was a couple of people that came at me on Twitter trying to, I'm like, nope, I got nothing for you. Don't even ask. So, and speaking of don't even ask, I was asked to be understanding of his relationship with Camila Cabello in talking about
it. Well, they hadn't really made it official at all at this point. So,
right.
Exactly. You know,
there's just the photographs on the internet. That's all we know about the relationship.
Making out across the country.
Good luck.
But I still had to bring
Carson,
her up.
So good luck.
I still had to bring it up. Now, I'm going to start the interview before I actually start the interview quickly because there was this funny moment. He sits down and, you know, he's got his tea and he's getting settled and the microphone and his hair, Kennedy. Is glorious.
You're so jealous.
I am so jealous. And he goes to run his fingers through it, and then he realizes he can't because it's just ups.
Product.
Odd. And I'm like, no, don't do that. What are you doing?
You never touched during the critical drying stage.
And so that's kind of where the interview starts. And I'm talking about him running his fingers through his hair and don't mess up these wonderful locks that he has.
It's so awkward.
I actually wonder how you don't touch your head all the time. Because I'd be like, just being like, you guys, this is crazy. I'd be lotioning it all the time.
My wife gets me lots of stuff.
Is there special head lotion?
Yeah. So yeah. It's like a shaving cream.
Nice.
You know, because you shave it.
Yeah, so, you do, yeah, I guess, do. Yeah.
Shawn Mendes is here in the Mixed Beach House. Good to see you again.
Too. You too, man.
So you're back again for your second Mixed Beach House.
Yeah. How old was I when I was here first?
You were 19 years old.
When I was 19 when I first played it?
I believe
no,
so.
No, I think I was like 17 or 16.
Was he really?
I was younger.
Oh, I thought you were 19 at that point. Has it been that long? How many years has it been?
It's been like 3 or 4 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I cannot believe it.
I remember being really young and I remember just thinking that it's beautiful here, and it is.
I remember you telling us that you had the desire to start modeling.
Yeah.
So here we are all these years later.
So I guess back then was back when I used to be terrified of photo shoots, and now you can look up shirtless photos of me online.
Eating avocados
and underwear, whatever you want, really.
Right, right.
I remember, I guess when I was like 16 or 17, I went through this really big phase where photo shoots were the scariest thing in the world.
Right.
But now they're fun.
Right, you enjoy them?
Yeah.
You just turned 21.
I did,
the beginning of the month. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
I thought we'd do a little compare and contrast about 21st birthdays.
Okay.
I'm a little bit older than you.
Okay.
So mine is a few years back. Where were you geographically when you turned 21?
I was in New York.
You were?
Okay. Yeah.
I was in Korea.
You were in Korea?
I was in the military.
You were in the military?
Yeah,
oh,
so
wow.
I was in the Army. And what did you do on the evening of your 21st birthday?
I celebrated on a rooftop in New York City at a hotel with a lot of my friends.
That's a completely different experience than
so
I
had. So you were in Korea.
Yeah. Played some frisbee golf.
Nice.
I think that was about it.
So you couldn't really experience what it was like to be 21 until you got home.
You know this from traveling a lot. Over there, the drinking age, you know, there really isn't one.
There isn't one.
Yeah.
You have to be tall enough to get up.
Yeah,
the
as long as you could walk into the bar,
exactly.
They would pretty much serve you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So how many people were at this party?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of
just
people.
Just like a big rooftop.
Yeah, it was all of my friends and family, and actually, like, a bunch of my family surprised me in New York, and 30 of my friends from Toronto came down on a bus and met us all, and it was incredible, actually.
Right.
I really will remember that for a long time.
What about the VMA performance the other night, being on stage with Camila? What was that like for you?
It was great. It was, you know, I was probably 50% less nervous to do that with her than I was for If I Can't Have You, like only a few, like an hour earlier.
Really?
Because I think when I'm on stage with her, I'm like in this zone of like, we're just two people. Like, this is fine.
Right.
Like, let's just sing and have fun. But when I'm on stage by myself, I have to really get out of my head and being like, this is such a big deal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But for us, we're just like, let's really listen to the words and like, let's like really just love what we do. And we did. And
it came across.
Yeah.
You could definitely see the chemistry.
Yeah.
There. Now there was some choreography that went along with that for her. So what happens with you? They're like, okay, you stay there.
So I do these things where I'm like, I'm going to do Shawn Mendes things, which is like, I have the mic and I have a guitar on my back and I do this.
That's a Shawn Mendes thing?
That really is.
Is that Shawn Mendes thing number three?
That's he has two things. It's that, and then occasionally, if it's a really good day, he can spin you around, you
okay.
know? So I did both, which was a lot for me. We were in the rehearsals, we were like doing, we were like going through the steps, and she's like learning all of these, like down, two, three, spin, two, three. And like, and my head was exploding, and I wasn't even having to learn that stuff.
Right.
And I was just like, it's impressive how much she can do and sing it at the same time.
I'm impressed just by the fact that you can stand and play guitar. That has to be a really hard thing to learn.
To play guitar?
While standing.
Why? You have a strap.
No, but I know, but like, I'm trying to learn how to play guitar.
Sure.
And so I'm singing.
What? I remember this, actually, when I first played guitar.
Right.
First started playing, there's a big moment when you stand up for the first time with the strap on and everything is harder because your whole body's like...
Right.
But then... Yeah, I've played a lot of shows, so it makes it easier.
How many hours do you think you put into playing that guitar as a teenager?
So many. I was playing guitar in my room for like 6 hours a day at one point. It
right.
was like really, I'm still pretty obsessed with it.
And what was the music that you were playing back then when you were learning?
Lots of Ed Sheeran. Pretty much every Ed Sheeran song I could learn, and
right.
I was learning a lot of John Mayer. I mean, trying to learn a lot of John Mayer.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor? John was here. He played the Beach House.
When did he play?
He played, I think, was that two summers ago?
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. And you know he's a wordsmith.
Yes, he is. He really, I can't compete.
Well, I'm going to have you try. So he described the Beach House setting.
I would say it's very comforting.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's cozy and comforting. That's all I would say, you know? And it's gorgeous, but like a lot of things are gorgeous and not comforting. So you can walk in and this is like very, very comforting place. Like you're like, yeah, you know what? I do want to pull a guitar out and sing a couple songs on the thing out there, on the porch out there and look over the water. It's like really like,
right.
It's like a family feel here.
It's definitely it.
Yeah, I was actually thinking just now, like how cool this would be, you know, if I was 12 or 13 or 14 or 15 or 16 or 21 and my favorite artist was coming to play at a house like a few doors down from me, it'd be like the coolest day in the whole world. I really kind of tried to flip it around for a second.
It's a pretty special thing because a lot of the neighbors, the word starts to spread.
Sure, yeah.
It's gonna
they're on
happen.
The boats and
you're,
stuff.
You're going to see them on the boats. They're going to be out there on the kayaks and the boards. It is.
Go, as long as they sing, everyone can join.
We appreciate you coming and doing the Beach House again.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, there he is, Shawn Mendes in the Beach House on Friday down on Cape Cod.
What a gem.
Any thoughts, Kennedy, on the interview after hearing it?
I just enjoyed very much him discussing lotion for your head.
Yes.
Just two guys talking about head lotion.
The hard-hitting news.
That just went in a direction I was not anticipating. So I'm glad you two bonded over hair and the lack of hair.
Text
and how much he wants to touch your head.
Text in the 401, Shawn Mendes crushing on Carson.
Other way around.
Another text. He thinks Carson was in the Korean War, like on MASH.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy and Annie went off on a vacation together. They went to Turks and Caicos.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the time of their lives.
It was really awesome. It was such a nice time.
We all have so many questions for you about what happened on this trip. You know, my wife had said she was just there prior to you and heard rumors about the resort that you were staying at, that there was all sorts of partying.
Those
happening.
Are ancient rumors.
But oh, they are.
It used to be a place like
it
that.
It used
Absolutely.
To be that spot?
That was,
mm-hmm.
that was
None
the
of
spot.
That happened?
No, not all that
right.
we saw anyway.
All right. So what are we going to be doing for the update here, Kennedy?
Well, here's basically what I'm going to tell you, is that while we have so much we could discuss, I tried to put it all into one of my little poemy things that I do.
Okay.
However, I just want to be very clear. This is from my point of view and my point of view only. And
so you didn't discuss this with Annie?
We discussed it yesterday. I didn't read it to her, but we talked about it.
I'm scared.
No, don't be scared. This is really more about me being self-deprecating towards me.
This is like when Dan just, oh, it's all over again.
And you, and you living your best life is basically the way that this
Get
went.
Get to the juicy stuff.
All right, let's go.
Do you have a name for it?
Yes. It's called The Third Wheel Blues.
Ooh.
So, here's the tale of two best friends who traveled away to the world's end and how they spent their days upon the beach. It started out innocently enough with blue water and books and all that stuff, and they ate and they drank, and I stayed out of the sun's evil reach. Saturday was the party where glow was the theme. They got a bit of vodka in their bloodstream, and Annie shined bright like a beacon in the night. So I sat there watching all the boys say hi to this beautiful angel by my side and watched equally as they said absolutely nothing to me. You can laugh if you want. It's okay. You see, I'm old. She's not. She's thin. I'm not. And even though I'm hilarious and can make a joke on the spot, that wasn't what the people wanted to see. Pretty soon, Annie's name was the thing of legend, and a really cute guy thought they were destined to hang out for at least the next couple of days. One night, he proposed right on the dance floor, and the next night, he did it once more, and I resigned myself to being a bridesmaid.
Ooh.
On the last night of our stay, they brought her on stage and sang her a special song. Dude had Annie written on his chest, and in answer to your question, I did not feel left out at all. On Friday, Annie had to get back to the queue, and that sweet gem of a man stopped by to say adieu. An absolute gentleman, through and through. And on my last day, I went around to say goodbye to the new friends that I'd found, and all they asked is, Annie still around? So I said I'd share the love when I saw her next. I left the resort feeling kind of perplexed, but what can I do but smile and move along? So that's my story. I wouldn't change a thing to help Annie find her islanding, even though it left me alone and confused. Next time I'll go to the islands ashore, but I might not go with someone who's 24. And for now, I'll keep these third wheel blues.
Well done. So, Annie, were you the only 24-year-old girl on the islands?
She was probably one of the youngest.
Were you just
there.
The best 24-year-old girl on the
I'm going
to
say yes to both.
Dan, you know I'm the best. That's not even a question, but I was one of the youngest.
Yeah, I feel
people.
Like Annie was more in line with like the people who worked there, and everybody else was sort of a little bit like my age-ish.
Yes.
I want to hear Annie's version of that song tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
From her perspective. My face hurts.
So he had Annie written on his chest, huh?
This was a different dude.
There was two of them.
There were two.
But
there
was a couple. Playa?
No, just that they did this big show at the end, and they brought her on stage, and she sat down, and he sang to her.
I thought Kennedy made them do it.
No, I had nothing to do with it. He rips off his shirt, and Annie is written on his chest. I have photos. She was the star. She was the belle of the ball, and it was awesome.
I have no words.
I think you have a couple words. You're just not sharing them.
What happens in Turks
never happened in Turks.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So, Kennedy, I want to ask you.
Yeah.
What was your most favorite thing about going to Turks and Caicos? You'd never been before.
No. I mean, I just enjoyed hanging out with Annie. We had just the best time. We didn't plan anything. We didn't have to be anywhere. We didn't have to wear anything. We didn't have to do anything. It was awesome.
Right.
We just kind of read books and laid on the sun. I watched her get tan. I watched me burn. It was awesome.
How did you get sunburned? How does that happen?
Because I'm telling you, you know where I didn't get sunburned? Hedonism. You know where I got sunburned? Turks and Caicos. You know why? Clothes.
It's true.
Because when you're putting on sunscreen and there's nothing on your body,
yeah,
you hit every part. When you put it on and there's a bathing suit there, you miss the little parts by your leg or right by your boobs. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, they're toasty.
Your nook and crannies got burned.
It looks, they're starting to turn a weird color and it looks like I'm bruised. It's very, very strange, just in three little parts of my body.
This is the tannest I've ever seen your face, though.
I am glowing.
You're getting it.
What was the worst part of Turks and Caicos?
Leaving.
Oh, I can't even talk about it.
Annie, just the whole best part of Turks and Caicos for you?
The beach. I've never seen somewhere so beautiful. I was running on the beach one morning and I actually started to cry. I know that sounds so weird, but it was...
Annie cried a few times.
I was going to say, how many times did you cry?
Yeah, you cried at the airport on the way home.
She cried when she left. It was
cried when she got there.
It just was so, so beautiful. And I've never taken myself on a vacation like that before. And I just sat... I read three books. Like, I was flying through them. People were coming up to talk to me. And I was like, sorry, hold on. Can't be bothered right now. Reading this very, very important book.
Everybody's sort of like underneath, you know, like... It's like umbrellas and little cabana things that they had there. And Annie is smack dab in the middle. Just like with her book. Like picture, if you will, her laying down on one of those lawn beach chairs.
Right.
And then like she's holding the book up to block the sun. And that's how she's reading. With like her legs all crossed up here like this. you know, just chilling at the beach.
I changed a lot of positions. I was like upside down.
It's like
at
a
one
cat.
Point.
It was hilarious, and it was just like, and I'm like, she just never burned, and she's evenly tanned, and it just really pissed me off.
Some people.
Is it true that she showed up and she was? She'd been day drinking all day at the airport with some strange
person. By the time
person.
She got to me, because this was many hours later, no, she wasn't. But she told me I accidentally got day drunk, so I need to start keeping it going.
It wasn't even day drunk. It was 7:45 in the morning.
Yay, airport bars.
There. So I got to JFK pretty early, and I didn't have to get on my flight to Turks and Caicos till 10. So I was like, 2 hours. I could do a lot in 2 hours. So I started drinking spritzes. I never drink spritz. I only drink beer. So they're going down like water. I'm eating like some panini. I don't even know it. But I met this little Australian woman. She must have been, I don't know, 72, 73 years old. She was on a trip with her boyfriend in New York City. He was going to Canada, and she's like, I don't want to go there. So she's going to Hawaii by herself. She's like, I never got married. Nobody interested me in that much. And I was like, wow, you're me. You're me 50 years from now. And her flight started to board, and she wasn't ready. So I'm like flying, trying to help her get off her bar stool. She was 4 foot too tall. I'm getting her bag. I'm putting her in line. She's like, I didn't pay my bill. I'm like, girl, I got you.
What?
Dropped like $150 on this woman.
Before you even made it to the resort?
I spent more money at JFK Airport than I spent the entire week in Turks and Caicos.
Which is why you do the all-inclusive and why you don't even bring Mooney with you.
Wait, yeah. But how drunk was the little Australian lady that drunk Annie is leading this charge to get her on the plane?
She might have had like 4 glasses of water. And she was all of 25 pounds.
Oh, and those are the God. Big pours, not the little pours.
Oh, yeah, no. The bartender loved us.
Now, did you hear from my wife at all? So she got stuck another day and a half.
We went back and forth with them quite a bit because... As I got off the air, so the airport is obviously divided from arrivals and departures.
Right.
The two
don't
meet in the middle. You have to go through customs. Right. So there's a bar that's outside. You can sit outside, like near the tarmac. It seems so unsafe to me, but in any event. So they were sitting there and they saw me get off the plane.
Oh, wow.
So she texted me, but I didn't have ability to get a text until I got on their Wi-Fi.
Anyway,
long story short. So she's like, we're getting ready to leave. Have a good time. And we're like, oh my gosh, you too. And then she said, we're not leaving. We're stuck. And then we kind of went back and forth all day.
Right.
And she goes, if we're stuck here, can we stay with you? And I'm like, we have two twin beds. Come on in. We'll make it happen.
Oh my gosh. I wish that would have happened. I'm so mad that didn't happen.
I kept
Turks and Caicos sleepover.
My wife at the swingers resort with Kennedy and Annie.
It's not a swingers
resort. It was not a swingers resort. I did not see one.
That's not the story we told on the radio.
You can tell
don't
any story
go ruining our jokes with your truths.
Sorry.
Look it. If it had been, trust I would have found it. And trust I would have told you all about it. There were a whole bunch of people there that used to work there. However, they're called GOs. That's like the name of what they do. That's what they're called.
Right.
And they had, it was a reunion of sorts. So these are people who used to be here in the days of that.
Oh,
and holy crap, those guys can
those are the ones I was partying with.
They were 10 years older than me and drinking Annie under the bus.
It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it.
It was frightening.
How many all-inclusive rum punches did you have?
Yes.
I did not drink one rum punch.
What?
Not
all
one.
What?
I was all Tito's.
Oh.
Not Tito's, I'm sorry, all mojitos.
She didn't even know she was drinking.
She drank so many mojitos, and she was carrying that cup. See this cup of hers?
Yeah.
And she got known as the girl with the silver cup.
I bet.
It's worse things to be known as.
I don't know what they were talking about me behind my back, but I thought the bartenders and I were girls, but apparently not. So
rude. I don't think it was girls, but that's all right.
Well, we're glad to have you guys back.
We're glad to be back.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy is back. Annie is back.
What up?
Hey.
So how was your long weekend after getting back from Turks and Caicos, Kennedy?
Well, I'm just going to tell you this, Carson, that there's something that happens when you go on vacation and then go to the airport. And that is that every piece of zen and love and kindness and quiet, soul-searching calm disappears immediately because there's 8,000 people with their 37 toddlers that they brought to Turks and Caicos. Explain.
Can't
trying to get a
that.
Seat at the bar. So needless to say, I came home in a bit of a
tizzy.
A bit of an anger stew, if you will.
The airport got you, huh?
That airport especially. It's just tiny. And everybody is tourists. And everybody is traveling with 8,000 other people that they hate because they have been together for 7 days and they are done. So, and I'm just alone.
Right.
So you hear everything.
And then you have the other part of it, people coming into the country who are just
no,
like,
you don't see any of those people.
No.
You don't share space. There's customs and stuff to go through. But so when I got back to my house, it was like probably 11 o'clock on Saturday night.
Right.
And I just walked in, and Elvis wasn't there either. So I just walked in the door. I dumped my stuff. I laid flat face down on the bed and just slept.
For 2 days.
And then, I woke up the next morning. I started packing because I'm moving. So I got a ton of packing done. And then I picked up Elvis. I met my ex's new girlfriend, who was lovely. It was quite a time to be alive.
Oh, I'd like to dig into that at some point.
We can if you want. She was lovely. I'm so happy for them.
That's
so
good.
Happy.
Friday went down. Obviously, we had the beach house.
Yes, how'd it go, you guys? Tell me everything.
Well, we'll have the audio coming up at 7:15 this morning with Shawn Mendes.
Was it fun, though?
It was fantastic. The weather was, again, gorgeous. I don't know how this happens every time.
How was Jennifer? Did she enjoy herself at the house? Did she have fun? Our big winner?
I didn't even get a chance.
Oh, no.
So what was unusual about this beach house is everybody from the staff was gone. Yeah. I was the only one there. Other than Danielle from the afternoon show.
Right.
So no Aaron O'Malley, no Greg Daniels, no Fred, no Matt, nobody. And so I was kind of...
doing all the work.
Yeah, kind of doing some of the stuff in between, behind the scenes. But he was fantastic.
Good.
The interview was really good. He's a kind gentleman. He's
a sweet kid.
And you can see he's kind of grown up a little bit since last time we talked to him.
Well, Annie and I spent one of the nights at Turks and Caicos. We did not go to the party. We came home to watch the VMAs.
It was very important to me. I needed to see
my life. We're sitting there. If you followed my Instagram story, I didn't save those two, and I'm really upset about it. So he comes on stage with Camilla.
Yeah.
Annie is jumping up and down on her bed.
Right.
Like she's eight.
And what did she think about the performance?
We had a time.
Well, I asked him about it.
Oh, so you did?
I did. Were you allowed to? We were wondering.
I was. Sal had a meeting with us before the interview and said, this is what you can't ask.
That's what we figured.
And I said, so am I not allowed to ask about the VMAs? He's like, no, I think that's okay. So that's
just
kind
not
of how
specifically
I.
Yeah.
Right. So that's coming up at 7:15. And then we went to Zach Brown. I think everybody on the show went to Zach Brown at some point over the weekend.
Except for
Kennedy.
75% of the show went
to
Zach
Brown.
There you go.
And Kennedy, Tom Morello, lead singer of Rage Against the Machine, closed out the show on Sunday night with Bulls on Parade and Killing in the Name of, which was just...
Why do you want to set out all those 50-year-old white men into yucky way, ready to
hurt somebody? It was a time.
I'm going to get in a fight today.
Hopped up on $13 Bud Lights and ready to go.
It was a time. And then...
Rage Against the Whatever. The thing.
My sister-in-law moved. She left on Saturday morning. And of course, the U-Haul... they think it breaks down as she's pulling out of town. I get a phone call 6 o'clock. Lana wakes me up. We've gotten a phone call from her. She's down the street. She's stuck on the side of the road.
She didn't even make it down the street.
She didn't even make it a half mile away.
That's a sign.
Was she under a Storo bridge?
No.
She didn't get Storoed.
Yeah, no. We got it all figured out. It was something with the trailer and we got her off. So anyway, how was your weekend, Annie?
I came home and I hit the ground running. So I got home Friday night. Saturday, my friend from New York came, my buddy from school. We were going to a wedding on Sunday. Took him to Zach Brown. We were pre-gaming all day with all my friends. Went to Zach Brown, woke up Sunday, had to go to a wedding in Scituate. I'm like, can I just have a minute?
What did you do yesterday?
Well, I had
she
to drive.
To wedding.
Wedding was Sunday. Had to drive him back to South Station. And then I ended up...
Went to Southie.
And I ended up at Crossing Nines because that's just what happens.
So after all that and your vacation... Can you feel your liver pulsing inside of your body?
You know, Dan, it's been a bit of a time on my body.
I have not had a drink. I tried to have one drink on the airplane, and I was like, that is no thank you. I'm done drinking for a
not
while.
Not me. Don't worry. Annie
Turks
took care of you.
Turks and Caicos was her pregame.
All right. Producer
Annie
Dan.
Is an impressive, impressive woman.
Other than Zach Brown, what did you do, buddy?
I went to Zach Brown. I saw four people get ejected, which was awesome.
Wow.
I
can't believe that.
I took my mom. I was surprised her with the tickets. It was awesome. We had a great time.
You were on the floor, too.
Oh, I had good seats.
Yeah,
I bankrupted myself. I better have had good seats.
Wow, that's awesome.
You'll get a special
place in heaven for taking Nancy there. So
absolutely.
She loves Zach Brown. She had a blast.
I'm so glad.
Her favorite song is Colder Weather.
Oh.
And they do this mashup with Colder Weather into Take It to the Limit by the Eagles.
That's so good.
And she also loves the Eagles, and it blew her mind.
Yeah, that was really
so Dan is this top son today.
And then we had a Labor Day cookout.
Obviously.
So yeah, I can also feel my liver pulsating through my body.
You can't have a long weekend at your house without everyone coming over and playing in the pool, right?
I mean, yeah.
Wow, what quite the Labor Day weekend for everybody.
It's cool. My family gets down, so it's fun.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Embassy is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.